This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hello, hi there. Welcome to yet another episode of Crunch Weekly with me, TK. Please remember to share and subscribe right here on Niche Radio. We are also available, obviously, on social platforms, on Twitter, which is at MACNLA, and at Niche_Radio. Right, let's get straight into it. This week, we are talking, or we are rather taking things to the more pop culture side of our podcast. And we're talking about the app that has literally made Bella Thorne millions in just over 2 weeks. Yes, that's right. I said 2 weeks. It sounds like something out of a pyramid scheme handbook, but it's true. Bella Thorne, who is an American actress and singer personality, recently joined the app OnlyFans, and within 2 weeks, she had made millions on the app, which is widely used for sharing graphic videos and pictures. Well, basically how it works is that you obviously join and encourage people to subscribe, paying a specific amount to view your graphic and sometimes pornographic content. When I say this app has blown up, I mean almost everybody and their uncle is either subscribed or joined this app. Even celebrities like your Tyga and Cardi B have joined, but I mean, what were we expecting? When King Bae covered it in her remix version of Megan Thee Stallion, Savage Song, well, that was it for me, because that's when I actually started to know what an OnlyFans is. I would kind of classify it as almost like a porno site, but one that's curated by the owner, who is in turn the actor. We have always overlooked the porn industry like it's not a legit business venture. Well, this app came to change the game. And it is obviously bringing that much needed attention to the money that's made in that industry. I mean, the porn industry alone is worth billions of dollars. That is insane. That's billions with a capital B. Mind you, that industry is not only thriving under such harsh conditions of the pandemic, businesses are cutting back, but they keep growing, and they have been consistent during lockdown with these platforms like your Pornhub giving out free subscriptions to their viewers and users. By the way, that made it to CNN and news outlets alike. I would also like to bring your attention to the much needed fact that OnlyFans also blew up in these trying times of the pandemic. So I guess people got cabin fever and decided to get naked and make money while at it. I don't know. It's all too early to tell if it's those that have the thought inner spirit in them who joined or it's the porn stars. But you know what? I say if it makes sense to you, then go for it. It's your body at the end of the day, and it's your right to do what you want with it, or who you want it to be seen by. People, imagine, genuinely are paying for your nakedness. That is insane to me. So one can actually say that it is a service that you're providing. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this app that has people making money in the millions just by stripping down for the whole world to see? I mean, would you support your family or your friends if they said they would be or wanted to join the subscription platform? Because personally, I think it's a choice. We live in a very liberal world as it is already nowadays. And if we are being honest, people post very questionable and very thirsty pictures all over their social media pages. And they don't get paid for it. But this came in and this gives you the option to get paid for it. Now, money talks. We all know that. Money makes the world go round. And those that don't agree, well, that's your opinion. Let's take, for example, this article done by the New York Post. It is said that a woman is recently quitting her job, her day job rather, as an optician because of OnlyFans. She reportedly is making over $10,000 a month just to act like a kinky puppy all over her house. Now, let me repeat that again. $10,000. That is 164,000 blue Madiba notes. Obviously, you have to be very comfortable in your own skin to do this kind of work or to post such things or to even consider this. And those are people that are very outgoing to share your body with other people like that. I mean, you have to be really, really sure of yourself. And it is said that you can also take requests of what people would like to see from you. So it's not just nudity and sex, but people paying you to act out their fetishes for them, whatever the case may be, whatever their fetishes are. So granted, it's not just there for the graphic content, but you, the user, can decide what you want to use it for. So, for example, creating your own reality show with it, or whatever the case may be. Which I think that's what Cardi B is using it for, if I'm not mistaken. You might ask yourself, well, isn't YouTube also there, or isn't YouTube enough? Well, not really. Keep in mind, YouTube has restrictions, and you can't share content like that, or content that's overly graphic for that matter. And on there, on OnlyFans, people can choose and pick what they want to gravitate towards. And it actually makes sense why a lot of people kind of gravitate towards this app. There are no restrictions, and the fact that your subscription translates into money guaranteed for the person you are subscribing to, or the page you are subscribing to rather, now that is something that people, I suppose, are interested in, the money gains of it. Well, guys, now the only question I'm sure lots of us are asking ourselves, well, at least those that are comfortable with thirst trap pictures on social media already, is do you start an OnlyFans or keep your day job? I think most are really contemplating this idea, much like the lady who's making $10,000 and had to quit her day job, of which was an optician, to be full-time on OnlyFans. That I find very interesting, that it pays that much to quit your day job for you to be full-time on this app. Would you do it? Would you consider opening such an app? And if you did, what would you use it for? Would you use it for the graphic content, or would you use it for other content? Well, guys, that's it from me this week. Our time here is up. But I'm definitely going to continue to have this conversation with you guys on Twitter. And if you want to add your input or your views, check me out at MACNLA on Twitter. Till next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.